physical UFO contact in former East Germany in -57. The contacts of Martin Wiesengrun. He had not dared to talk about this for a long time, and therefore used pseudonym name. In the book he is called Andreas. He claims it was only when the Iron Curtain fell that he was able to read other books, confirming that his own experience was not unique. He, then in July 57 was only 15, lived in the place Glau, on Island Rügen, Baltic coast. He was as often running to a neighbor village 2 kilometers away, Kostov, where he had his own private hiding place with a good outlook to the sea. There he just that day in the summer 57, scared, saw 2 big color light flickering flying rings car 200 meters up, which was flying some around where he laid. Panic, he ran, hiding some away. Then, on his way home any later, of fear or something, he lost his consciousness, but some confused, found his way home. He now had a kind of red color on his skin. That evening he was dreaming that he met the ETs of the craft and they invited him on board, and they agreed to meet just 23 July. He couldn't really believe he would make a meeting like the dream said on that day, but yet he stood up early, 3, and went to the place. And there in the bushes, now not a dream, he scared saw the car 2-3 meters tall helmet wearing, silver-like clothed beings he had met in the dream before. Then one of them took off his helmet, showing long brown hair below, and when he met its eyes he suddenly got calmed. The other seemingly a lady some 10 centimeters shorter, so came up to him, and he just felt her thoughts in his head he tells. In the book he gives a real detailed description of their outlook, the equipment they wore and their 50 meters plus big triangular flying craft, which had a ladder to the ground. He estimates height of the ship max 10 meters compared to trees around. The man resembled a middle European but with a big nose and heavy eyebrows. Martin now understood he was invited inside the ship out of hand gesticulation, and gone was his fear now. Inside he was also welcomed in a singing, high-pitched, but no understanding voice. A 50 square meters, x.7x7m, room and a control panel w.6 seats. There were now 3 women car 2m tall, light skin, slanted eyes w.marked eyebrows and dread brown shoulder long hair. And to men w.bluish hair and broad noses. Though the other man was more of Europeish face type. Inside he was asked to get new clothes on which was stretchy. One of the women, he called her his fairy, could understandingly converse with him, as his guide and Batman. She some later told him her name was Digalo and had an age of 1,230 Earth years, similar to 61 years of Aryan time, her home planet's name Aryan, in Stupik Trolldabaran, they pronounced it Aldebaran. 59 li away from here with a sun they called Drawla. Aryan was 4th planet from that sun. That planet had much less water than Earth she told him. The normal inhabitant there lived average 235 Aryan years, being some like 4742 Earth years. She claimed they were distant relatives of Earth humans, another example of how many ETs now come back to their old ancestors' home for guiding and helping their old relatives. She was trained as a language scientist for intergalactic languages, beside being an anthropologist, psychologist, biologist, geneticist and gene specialist. On a big viewing screen he could see the outside of the ship, as it rose, and he got afraid not coming home. But then his host again looked into his eyes and he was calmed. On those screens came also more persons up, being communication and flight pilots from seemingly other of their ships. After some time he could see a some bigger ship, Zubringer ship, conveyance ship, cylinder-like 800 meters long, on the screen they were to enter. Eating, food, he was also invited to eat with them, they had most vegetarian diet and also fruits and vegetables he knew from Earth. But seemed to eat fish also. In the restaurant he also saw a couple of another race, quite small in comparison, women 1,2/men 1.5 meters. The man had no hair and looked some European, but the lady has more yellow skin and quite sensual. He understood that their home star was not so far from Dagalo's homeworld. When they ate, they all had total silence. He was shown a lot of rooms else on this ship and gives a detailed description of it. Walls were of glass-like material, and many green plants around. Most quite earthly in look, as a luxury hotel. He was shown and tried a translating device converting his language both ways. They had also there stored all languages of our Earth, and use this in the talks with him, though just Dagalo could also use his language directly. The information gathering, so they went into the office of his guide and there came also some of the people he had met in the dining room, and a man of his own high 1.7 meters, but though he had only 4 fingers/hand, and his brown skin was also different. Martin admits he had problem following the talk despite the translating ick. One of the other there explained to him that they had taken him there in the intention of showing him things he should spread to other Earth humans when time was reap, one time in the future. They told he would remember all that he saw and was told, by their special help. The one talking was named T, and came from the planet Ru, which was 2-dot planet of the same sun as Arion, and same size as A. He also introduced the other people gathered and their homeworld's place in cosmos. Martin was then shown a film, video-like device showing pictures of the far past of our sun system. He was shown the missing 5-dot planet they called Satanes. He was shown an explosion on that planet which changed the system and made it to the asteroid belt of today. He was shown the big dinosaurs living 70 million years back and the heavy plant life, gigantic trees. He was shown the early humanoid life forms of dark and light brown-skinned humanoids, two different races. He was shown these races develop into space races, living up to 400 years. Cities up to 100,000 people. The computer said there were then 35 cities with more than 1 million people, and also the small man present gave comments. At one time there was need of more workers to extract the metals from the earth crust. So they began gene manipulation for bringing up a new race that should be strong and suitable for such heavy work. When all resources was temporarily emptied, the space beings left Earth, and the manipulated race was left behind. After some time only this manipulated race survived. After about 4 million years these manipulated race types mutated and unexpectedly proliferated and developed more descendants. Most of these continued with the primitive genes and left several diverse race type behind. They no longer resembled their parents in the species. They moved out into separate communities of like types together. Martin admits that he didn't really understand the messages or education on that time when given, but first much later after calming down. At the next meal there was much discussion on the theme humans on Earth, but Martin was not able to follow the talk. When they re-entered the room of Dagalo, the intelligent computer there sensed the people was ready to continue the education. The computer showed geogra.maps where it claimed the Aryans had been living some 65 million years ago. The map being shown told that Greenland was at that time without ice or snow, and it laid nearer to Europe and was connected by a chain of green islands to Europe. The computer also showed how a big meteorite or comet hit Earth in those far times, with catastrophic results. A lot of life forms were wiped out, including the dinosaurs. Comment. It is to remark that a lot of the sources on the far history of Earth talks about total disasters from comets and like crashing into Earth. And is likely, yes, logic that our Earth has gone through such a tough destiny, as it has been living through the course learning level in the animal kingdom's phase of evolution, in accordance to the spiritual science, for example Martinus cosmology. Remark end. Later the study group that Martin was sitting with on the office of Dagalo could see his long-forgotten memories on a screen, as they had coupled his brain to the computer on a special way. He was also told of methods to enlarge a time tier, without which, or without understanding that, they meant we could not go into deep space exploring. As you have seen, we can expand secondary time holes. We can create them. He also got a demonstration of a device, turning all within a defined distance into dust, apparently a magnetic ek dot that dissolved the cementing forces in matter, dangerous as a weapon. This device then seemingly released those powers as energy that could be used for different purposes. It must have been another way of benefiting atom power. In Chap.14 they told the motherships were powered by a form of vacuum fusion. They talked about the black matter we don't see, an enormous mass. But here again the young German regret he could not follow all the explanations given to him on those advanced technical matters. In the same way as the Air people had built very peculiar-looking motherships, also this Civ-Dot had notable such. It is told to be constructed of 11 rings which were connected by long pipes, tubes running from the outer edge to beyond the first inner ring and entered a huge powerful round ball of light. They told it could travel through dimensions with that ship, which had a length of 510 kilometers. And that was not of the biggest, each of the 11 rings have within them whole complete worlds of being within themselves. The mothership houses about 1.5 million beings with highly differentiated view of life and culture. Their life systems are big enough to provide native environments for each of the hominid races as it exists on their original home planets. At any time, as necessary, they are fully capable of mastering unforeseen situations. The mothership could within a few nanoseconds create and erect mighty protective shields, and through these, shoot terrible weapons, but it has never been necessary to utilize these weapons that can pulverize all. Comment, travel through dimensions, but maybe not in or on, by those, as the material describe those very time-consuming flights over years/hundreds. Apparently they had no entrance to the network of 4D space tunnels which other space-traveling races visiting Earth now talk about, where they seemingly move all through those finer-matter levels. In this process, all is lifted to the astral frequencies or still higher, where the same trips will only consume fractions of the same time. Remark end. Ups and downs, planetary cycles. They showed him the history of some planets and how a terrible sickness had hit a planet/sun system after the inhabitants had seemingly got it on one of their deep space explorations. This particular sun system of a race of people named Chentanians had been through a phase of planet wars, in between planets in that sun system, but had at last come to the phase of cooperation. But when this terrible disease hit the Tamorina, in orbit 2-3, planets, the inhabitants on the one longer out, with only 8 million inhabitants, got afraid and suspicious. Out of this suspicion they began to shoot down all incoming ships. But after some years they managed to get control of the problems, and the whole system was again collected in peace. So they began the far space explorations again, and now they had made super big ships for up to 480,000 people on board. Some of those big ships set out, but after many years into space, a new terrible virus disease broke out again on one of those big ships. With all on board infected, they had to drive the whole ship into a dying star for total dissolution of the ship and the dying crew and passengers. Sometime after, similar happened to one of the other ship, same solution. I understand they had no means to travel in higher, 4. and higher, dimensions, and so the travels were time-consuming also for shorter distances. At last they came to the planet Aran, which was inhabited by a race of like-looking people. Means all the people there looked quite similar, of car 1.5 high with black kinky, shiny hair. But tell they reminded gnomes from the fairy tales. They were vegetarians and just different from our human race, but very intelligent. Population was then 300 million on Aran, and Abs. Control of population number. Planet Aran had much volcano activity, and they got much energy from that. Between these two incredibly different intelligent species developed a very high degree of scientific and technical cooperation. They combined their research and great co-development began, book tells. The Lavanians, as the people on the planet they came to was called in the book, were very interested in particular the plantations and fields they had inside their guests' big motherships. They began to exchange both technical, gene and biological knowledge in the intention of helping each other. The Lavanians were indeed experts in gene technology and could create all kind of biological or zoological things. They expressed themselves as creating gods. So, After Kar 10 years on visit on Aryan planet, the Visitachtnians decided to continue on their original exploration route, on search for new worlds. Aryan is said to be in the direction of the center of the galaxy from us, not told how far. But after 2 years of spaceflight, a disagreement broke out whether continue or return back to Uglier Sun of the Aryan planet. But they decided to go on, and at last they reached our sun system and went into orbit around the 5-dot planet. After some time its drive system failed, and it stayed in that orbit for a very long time. But they used the smaller ferry ships on board and settled to the green planet there, which was almost like their old home planet. They were now fed up of space travel life, and stayed on that planet. So after long, long times, the memory of deep space flights was all forgotten and became nearly only legends. One day much later, of excavation, they found an archive of the long-forgotten past, but had big problems with interpreting the information. But they managed so and again began longing for space travels. The book tells they called this planet, where the asteroids is today, Chtan, of their former home planet. 4 moons orbited it, one of them had very much minerals they utilized. Soon they wished to explore the 3.th planet in orbit, Earth. They first used robots for this, and found great similarities in flora and fauna to Chtan, their home planet, Comet, also called Maldk/Melona/Lucifera/Satanes, etc., in different books. This book also mentioned that one research trip to Earth revealed an existing society of intelligent dark-skinned people, living in small tribes, though managing use of fire. They wore dresses spun of hair. Another tribe was of different origin. They had more hair on their whole body, making it less necessary for clothing. Those last lived most in caves, and learned to use fire. The space people used much time studying those tribes, and came to the conclusion that they were from very different evolutionary lines of development. Book page 93. Those humanoid beings they discovered were, in the history of their evolution, more gene manipulated by various space traveling races that visited this planet than anticipated. They found that this genome manipulation helped and had kept these hominid beings from dying out. The book also claim that after some time the genetic experiments was forbidden from the main planet of Chtan, but they continued on their colony on Earth for a time. All the complete research knowledge about Earth humans' heritage was taken to planet Chtan and secured into archives. But there they went on, and later they also mixed animal genes with those of humans. That made beings that was half animal and half human. Now and then there were conflicts between the lords and the new-made humans, and the Chtanians who lived on Earth did not allow any Chtanian ships from the home planet to land here. The humans and the Chtanians who lived here one day attacked their brothers from Chtan and destroyed their main bases and a few spaceships, as well as their main factories on Earth. The destruction of planet Chtan, Satani, Maldk, etc., in this book they claim it was demolished by a giant meteor that collided into it. Other books or sources claim it was out of internal wars and terrible weapons from that. No matter how, all sources agree that there once was a planet with a high civilization, that was destroyed, and that those same also colonized the Earth. Source on this, the Samjays, mere contacts. The explosion of the 5-dot planet's destruction was so gigantic that it lifted the Earth out of its millions of years old orbit. This had terrible consequences for many, many years. One natural catastrophe after another appeared on Earth. Heat and cold periods, terrible electrical storms, draft, floods and earthquakes changed the entire world completely. Atlantis book claims that the main city of Atlantis Across had 1.5 million citizens, and the whole Atlantis 4.5 millions. Also in this UFO contact case they told that our Earth could only nourish a maximum of 1 billion humans, as a limit. If the humans do not acknowledge this in time, and have not taken certain measures for reduction, one day nature will act to complete the work, and, I do not understand why the humans destroy their own beautiful Mother Earth. Why don't they notice and mention the beautiful environment? Below is a picture from the ebook regarding Atlantis. He stayed on the extraterrestrial craft for 3 days for education. And as a goodbye gift, he got a special pocket torch from them, which had a special energy supply that could be used for 50 years without normal batteries. He was set back to the same meadow as he was taken up from, only 100 meters apart, in the evening the 3rd day. Coming home, his mother was angry at him, surely afraid of what had happened to him, and they had also needed his help of work, farming. Of course she didn't believe his story of being with extraterrestrials. When he showed his gift from them, the pocket light, she got some calmed, but still didn't believe. Next morning his father also examined him, and he told him not to talk about this to anybody. Not even to his brothers. After this day, everything changed between us, a strangeness developed between us, I only felt like I was barely tolerated. His father had later found his flashlight and thrown it in a pond. And thereby the only existing proof from his contact was gone. As usual, we see that two convincing proofs from such contacts are not allowed from above. The reap one will recognize the degree of truth inside.